Well, there were two players that John obviously wanted to keep for the squad for next season. I thought both Mark and Danny contributed to trying to save a situation at the end. You know, Danny came in with some very good late performances and goals, and Mark got himself established in the team and showed a lot of supporters, you know, what he can do. And I think, you know, I think both players, having spoken to him recently, that they're both committed to the club and they want to get the club back up into League One as quickly as possible next season.
All five existing players offer new contracts by manager John Sheridan have now signed. So I suppose retaining is sometimes just as important as adding, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is, because I mean, it's never easy to sign any player these days. All the five boys who've been retained have been adamant that they're keen, you know, to stay and to help the club retain League One football. So it's pleasing on that aspect, and you know, John's building a team that you know, with the experience that we're bringing in from other quarters as well, into a fine output for League Two.
Mark Randall started well last season, then he went 5 months without a game, partly because of the injuries, then he couldn't get back into the team. He ended the season strongly. Is he a player that John and yourself see featuring regularly next season and having an impact?
Well, you know, it's been stated to Mark that it's a big season for his career next season. As you've just stated, it was a stop-go one. I only saw him play a number of games towards the back end of the season. And he's certainly got ability. I mean, you wouldn't be at Arsenal for all those years if he didn't have ability. It's now a big year in front of him now to establish himself at Chesterfield, get playing regular first team football, and utilising those skills he most definitely has into a team and obviously a winning team. I mean, John, he likes the flair. He likes those sort of players. He's a midfield player like he was himself. And, you know, John has a man of faith now that hopefully he stays into his frame and can show people what he can do over the season rather than in fits and starts.
And Danny Whittaker knows what it takes to win promotion from this level, doesn't he?
Well, it's important, you know. I mean, everybody looks for new players and everybody wants to see somebody new all the time. But you've also got to have those stalwarts who know how to gain promotion. Danny scored some goals later on last season, but he also scored in the promotion year some very important goals. And I know some were on the penalty spot, but you know, Danny's got a lot of experience, and you know, at this stage of where the club are, just dropping back into the League Two, I'm sure that Danny will contribute again next season, and he'll do well.
When we spoke last Saturday, you suggested it could be quiet for a while now after making three key signings in O'Donnell, Richards and Hurd. Has anything changed on that front? Is anything else close?
Well, you know, John's talking to two or three players over this weekend. You know, it goes in drops. I mean, players are away, agents are away. Suddenly somebody comes back from holiday and bang, you get into that mould of trying to get them signed up. So, you know, we are looking to bring in possibly two, stroke three more players into the squad before the start of pre-season. So, you know, we are working hard, but, you know, it takes a little bit of time. But hopefully in the near future we can get a new signing coming through the door.